Open your windows for a breath of fresh air.
Webmasterradio.fm.
And hey, Mac, we're here for you too.
Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Welcome to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun on the web and around the world. Life Tips President Byron White talks to the latest trendsetters about strategies to grow your business. Editor Melanie Nayer interviews celebrities and expert writers on their tips for making life enjoyable and entertaining. Now, please welcome this week's Life Tips host, Byron White.
Welcome, everyone, to the Life Tips radio show. We're happy to be with a fabulous guest, Mary Lou Andre, a nationally recognized wardrobe consultant and speaker and author, who's going to talk with us a little bit today about shopping and fashion and some of the other fundamental things that are on our list of things to do around this season of jolly. Without further ado, let's chime in with Mary Lou Andre, whose portfolio and details you can find on Life Tips if you do a search for Mary Lou Andre. Mary Lou, how are you today?
Good, Brian. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Tell us a little bit about your niche and your company, Organization by Design, and some of the other illustrious things you've done in your career, including some interviews on some national publications and other stuff. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Great. I started the company about 15 years ago. The company's name is Organization by Design, and our website is dressingwell.com. And when it was, boy, the company certainly evolved, but when we first started, it was really just working one-on-one women. It was mostly women back then. We do work with men today, too. But working with people in their homes to really organize what they already had, help them understand what clothes work for them and which ones don't, and then do some shopping for them. So that's kind of, and we still do that. I have three full-time consultants that work with our private clients. But today, what I mostly do, in addition to running the company, is I do a lot of corporate consulting, helping people understand dress codes, what's appropriate, how do you figure out how to get dressed today as a professional. We also have an interactive website, and I do a lot of writing, and this time of year, people really are asking the holiday tips and how do you shop for folks, how do you do it and manage your time well, how do you stick to a budget. So we kind of run the gamut, and definitely during certain seasonal times like the holidays, shopping is definitely on the top of everyone's mind.
Well, let's chime right at some of those hot tis the season to be jolly sort of tips. Let's start at the top of the line. I'm sure we'll all have some parties coming up, both formal and informal. What are some of the new hot trends in the formal world? Like, is my old tuxedo going to look like a penguin, or you know, what's hot out there? And particularly for women, I want to focus a lot on women today.
Okay.
I've got a wife that is a, in my eyes, a supermodel, and is just very beautiful and has a tremendous sense of fashion. And we just came back from a trip in Paris, for example, and I was carrying around luggage and Prada and Fendi and Gucci and, you know, Louis Vuitton. And so we're very well versed with all the great fashion. So what's new with formal events? Let's start there. How can we look hot and fun, and what are good etiquettes, and what are things to avoid in the formal party sort of event?
Okay. Well, there's certainly a lot going on in fashion today, all the way from the retail level down to personal style, down to holiday etiquette, et cetera, et cetera. When I'm working with a private client, and the first thing that you want to do, Byron, is before you go to the closet and open up the door to get ready for an event, it's really about getting clear about who you are and where the destination is. Now, a holiday party for your office, you might not wear the same thing as a holiday party with your friends or your significant other. Mm-hmm. A lot of people this time of year hear holiday party, and they're not all created equally. So a lot of what I tell folks is before Christmas, and we're still in early December, so if you know, New Year's Eve parties are still definitely the most formal in our society. And by the way, Byron, Americans have become more and more casual over the last two decades.
Right.
So if you do like to be, if you are more of a formal dresser and you kind of like the black tie tuxedo kind of events, this is the time of year to seek them out. So you kind of start with, who am I? What's my lifestyle? What's my budget? and you go from there. Now, the good news is if you are somebody that likes all the hot designer brands, and they certainly are celebrated the most around this time of year, there's ways to get those items and not pay full price today. I think with the Internet, it really has leveled the playing field. You can buy things on sites like eBay. I was just on eBay getting ready for this interview, and it is unbelievable what's on those sites. But you got to kind of know what you're doing. And you got to know, you got to be clear on your body, again, your lifestyle, your budget and things like that. But I always say, when in doubt, wear black. That's a fashion trend that never goes out of style. And you can do a lot with accessories. Those are, you're seeing a lot of those kind of avant-garde signature pieces really in style right now. Black is back. Is it ever really out? And with dark neutral dressing, whether it's black or if you're somebody that likes maybe gray or chocolate brown, you can really use that as a canvas, and you can start to add color with pins and jewelry. Boots are all over the place right now. They're really hot. You're seeing them all the way up the leg. You're seeing them at the knee. You're seeing them in a booty style. The silhouette that's the most current and popular right now is definitely skinny on the bottom and more voluminous on the top. So you're seeing women do a lot with kind of a legging or a pencil skirt, and then doing, there's a lot of definitely ethnic flair, Byron, going on. So if you want to do a tunic top with beautiful gold or silver thread, you know, you're not seeing ball gowns anymore. You're seeing very unique separates combined in interesting ways to really flatter a woman's figure, also her style taste. And then you're seeing a lot of vintage and people dressing up with a little bit of sparkle and doing it in a really sophisticated way. So does that help? I don't see the ball gowns coming out, but I do see just beautiful fabrics and accessories. And again, the one good thing about the Internet is that, and I also think popular culture is driving a lot of this. I don't know if you saw The Devil Wears Prada.
Of course.
You're married to a fashionista. I have to assume that you did.
Absolutely.
But movies like, I mean, it was like eye candy.
Oh,
and
boy,
people
yeah.
can, you know, in today's society, that stuff is marketed to us in ways that never happened before. And I think that the barriers have come down. Like, people don't have to walk into a Prada boutique to buy Prada anymore. You can do it online. But what the problem is that a lot of people buy these kind of high-end goods that have never worn them before, and they don't know how to take care of them. They don't know how to properly tailor them, alter them. So there is some education if you want to go into that level of dress that needs to come. And that's a lot of what we get on the Internet today. A lot of the questions that come through our site are kind of helping people understand that couture level of dress.
Tell me a little bit about some of the trends. I was in the Chanel store shopping for shoes for my lovely wife, and apparently the wedge shoes look like they may start becoming really hip and happening. Do you have any thoughts on the wedge? And maybe you could explain to some of the listeners what the wedge is, as it was referred to me in Paris.
Okay, yeah, the wedge was first introduced back on the scene this past summer, and it's still going strong. A wedge is just, if the listeners can picture it, is everyone knows what a stiletto heel is, a skinny heel on a shoe. And the stiletto never goes out of style, by the way, just because it works. It gives women height, and a lot of women prefer it. But fashionistas definitely look at, the things that you want to look at as in style as coming in and out are definitely heel heights, shape of heels, belts, belt widths, and again, the whole silhouette is how fashions change from season to season. And a lot of times you can have basic pieces in your wardrobe and just change things like a shoe to really make it look different. But the wedge is kind of filled in from the back of the heel down to the toe. And a lot of people just feel that they're just more comfortable to wear. They are still, they're very hot. Shoes right now are all over the place. Even the round toes, which I thought were going to go out pretty fast, those are still in. The stilettos, again, are in. The pointed shoes. I love the pointed kind of a stiletto heel with a point under a pair of trousers, and then I tend to, when we're working with clients...
How pointed do you like your heels? I mean, are we talking even... Have you seen
my husband
the real
says, how do you walk in those?
to me, they look like a weapon. I mean, you know, you could really do some damage with the toes on... you know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
those
yeah.
pointed toes that stick out about an inch, and it's like cowboy boot went bad, you know?
Yeah, well, the thing is, that's what you do get what you pay for, because if it's a good shoe, you know, I always say to my husband, my toe's not really down there, honey. It shots a little bit further back, but the way the shoe is designed. You know what it does, Byron, is a lot of women, especially those that are a little bit height challenged, which many women in this country are, it gives you the appearance of a longer leg, that whole thinner, leaner look, and it's also a very sexy look. So I like it with pants. If I'm going to do a wedge or even a round toe, I'll choose that with a skirt just because the shoe becomes more of a show-off point.
Tell me a little bit about trying to define who you are in your shopping role and in your dress role. So who am I? You know, do I need to say, oh, I'm creative or I'm conservative or I'm feeling kind of risque? You know, I mean, tell me how you begin defining who you are as you think about what you want to wear and or what you want to buy.
Great question. And that is when folks do call us for a private consultation, that's a lot of them say, I really just want to help figure out my look, like what I'm comfortable in, what I look best in. And what I always say is, let's start in your closet. So even the folks that are listening to this, don't go shopping. Don't go to the mall and try to figure it out. Start it in your own closet. I've never worked with anyone that hasn't had some great things in there. You do need to weed out so that you can see the winners. And then also, everybody has their favorites. Those will give you an indication of who you are. Work with a lot of people that try to become something that they're not. And clothing, before you get to the fashion conversation, clothing is a communications tool. It's a confidence builder. It's really meant to do those two things first rather than just be a showpiece. Because I always say when you get the basics covered and you really start to add your own signature style, the colors that you like, the fabrics, the textures, that's when you're wearing the clothes and the clothes aren't wearing you. I go to so many parties or even when I'm in and out of corporate offices and you see people that are just struggling with this whole concept. And a lot of times when you give them permission to stop, you know, watching the trends so closely and just add one or two things that really makes them happy, and even just the whole shoe thing. Not everybody can wear those pointy stilettos. Not everybody likes the wedge. A lot of today's fashion is to start understanding who you are. Get the shape of pants. Like right now, Byron, the skinny pants are in. If you're a woman and you have any kind of weight in your hip or thigh area, you can't wear those pants. It just, you'll emphasize the heaviness. So sometimes it's like, you know what, I'm going to go with a fuller leg pant because it balances out my figure, but I'm going to add, red is everywhere right now. And I just, when I was in New York 2 weeks ago, I have a client who's not tall and thin like a model. She definitely struggles with pants and skirts, but we can really punch her up with a red handbag, a red pair of shoes, and she can look just as stylish as anybody else. So it's start in your closet first, look at your lifestyle, look at your body, look at your budget, and there's a lot of ways to fake fashion in terms of budget, but you got to do that even strategically. You start with like a great black pantsuit and add maybe a red blouse. If that's from Target or H&M, you can get a stylish look, but sometimes if you buy a cheaper black pant or black jacket, it's going to look like a black pant or black jacket. So
I think another thing that my wife always tells me that we need to look at is the butt. And I want to come back to that in 1 second. Let's take a commercial break and we'll be back in 1 second to talk about the butt.
Okay.
Life Tips on webmasterradio.fm. We'll be back with more cool tips and advice right after these commercial messages.
Are you getting the most out of your online advertising? Now get more from your media spend with superior real-time targeting and creative optimization technology.
Get more now.
From Casale Media.
Casale Media.
Save big as Casale Media's ad experts place your premium campaigns across the web's hottest properties at the most competitive rates. Want more?
Get more.
Visit CasaleMedia.com/more to request your media kit. Casale Media. Advertising online is better here.
Casale Media.
Attention webmasters, wish you could convert more web traffic into cash? No need to rub a lamp. Just click on GenieKnows.com. Install a search box on your site or incorporate paid listings XML into search results. And at your command, GenieKnows.com pays cash for each result your users click on. Enjoy prompt payment and superior customer service. Earn even more through our referral program. GenieKnows has delivered results.
GenieKnows.com.
It's all about links. baby. Content is king, but links are what you need to get you those all-important organic search listings. Float to the top of your keyword listings within the major portals while driving targeted traffic to your website at the same time. Work with a company with a proven track record for delivering results for thousands of individual website owners and major Fortune 500 companies. TextLinkAds.com is your source for securing relevant links. Baby! TextLinkAds.com.
Flashback, November 2004. A brand new radio station launched onto the World Wide Web. That station was WebmasterRadio.fm. Today, Webmaster Radio is one of the fastest growing internet media outlets in the world. Webmaster Radio boasts one of the most respected talk radio lineups in the internet business world. Danny Sullivan, Chris Cole, Susan Brett, Jim Hedger, Barry Schwartz, Jeremy Shoemaker, Ryan and Jeffrey Eisenberg, Greg Nyland, Katie Kempner. We travel coast to coast to bring you the most extensive and detailed live coverage of the most high-profile trade shows in the world. Ad Tech, Search Engine Strategy, RSA, Webmaster World, DMA, Ecom Expo. And we have brought you keynote speeches and interviews of some of the biggest influential names in business today. Eric Schmidt, Andrew Hayward, Barry Diller, John Patel, Keith Ferrazzi, and way too many others to mention. Our live programming and on-demand podcasting keeps the B2B world informed. We are WebmasterRadio.fm, and we're everywhere.
Cyberspace, the final frontier. These are the voyages of your new business enterprise. Its ongoing mission to explore strange new domains, to seek out new sites and new monetizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before. WebmasterRadio.fm. So logical. You'll go out of your Vulcan mind.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
And now back to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Now, here's your host.
Great. We're back with Mary Lou Andre. Thanks, Mary Lou, for joining the show today. We've been happy to talk about some critical, and I mean critical issues, fashion and shopping and who are you. So we left before the break talking about the importance of the butt. And I really think that there are a lot of women out there that hyper-focus on covering things or how things are fitting. And maybe you could give some tips to women. And I want to footnote this as well by saying I feel almost guilty as an employer and a boss. We do so much sitting in our job. It's just crazy. You know, mm-hmm. It's no wonder there's a problem in the U.S. right now with weight management. I mean, when you're sitting for 8 hours a day and you're coming home from maybe being up for a few hours and then, you know, sitting and reading or sitting and watching television, I mean, it seems like 80% of our lives is either laying down or sitting. So No wonder we have problems with the middle of our body. And but that's a real issue with fashion. How about some tips on, you know, on clothing or even refitting clothing or, you know, what helps you balance your whole body as you're trying to work your fashion around your body's architecture.
Okay. One of the most popular media interviews that we do both for television and for print is how to dress 10 pounds slimmer. Because that is something that everybody, even men, by the way, want those techniques. So a lot of times what I do is I get a full-length mirror, and if your listeners don't have one, put that on your holiday shopping list, because you really have to train your eye to understand what your body is and what it's not, and then adopt some really simple but strategic and results-driven fashion tips and strategies to make you look taller and leaner and slimmer, and again, have the clothes, you're wearing the clothes aren't wearing you. If you're wearing clothing that is too tight or too big, either one, it will put about 10 pounds on your frame. So what we do, we help people identify the assets that they have, and we all have them. You know, what do you like about yourself? And then we focus on the areas that you need to camouflage. And then we start to choose clothing, shapes, accessories, colors that will get the job done. And a lot of times for many women, and as Americans, Byron, we tend to put our weight on right through that midsection like you were referring to, and a lot of it is driven by what we do today, which is not a lot of exercise. And if you can start like with a really great dark pant, dark skirt that you love, a lot of the women that I work with that are sensitive through that area, just a skirt that's got a slight flare at the knee can be their best friend. You know, pants are just hard to fit if you have any kind of figure challenge. Mm-hmm. So a skirt is just awesome. And why a flare? Because it gives that movement, and it balances out the rest of the figure. So then from there, you want to look at, you know, if you're really big through the bust area, you probably don't want to have big pockets there. If you're very big through the bust and you're very small through the, you might want to put the pockets, like get a short cropped jacket, which is very in style right now, and maybe put pockets there so it kind of balances out the fullness of the bust. You might want to do V-neck because that just relaxes the fit of a top. You might want to just tie up by putting interesting pearls, accessories by Parler. If you look at some of the television people, because all of them have big budgets for stylists, you'll see how they strategically place, just as somebody that they strategically place a lot of jewelry at her neck because she's so tiny, it's about 5'1", and they're constantly trying to build up the top part of her so that she looks stronger, and she does on TV. She has incredible presence on TV. Oprah Winfrey, who's not, you know, thin by any means, she's always struggling with her weight. She does a lot of the skirts. She does dark shoes, darker hose to camo thicker leg. She wears a lot of wrap tops because the diagonal line of the wrap really slims the midsection of, so collars at the face turned up a bit will just pop you and make you your longer and leaner, and just things like pinstripes on a jacket or a sweater. If you're wearing maybe a zipper on a sweater or a top, it just brings the eye in and brings it up. You want to create those strong vertical as opposed to strong horizontal lines in an outfit if you really want to look leaner and meaner, and again, taller and stronger, and have more presence when you walk into any situation.
Tell me a little bit about creativity with regards to learning what someone may want with regards to present and gifts. And I'm going to give you an example of that. So naturally, I'll be buying lots of wonderful gifts for my wife, right?
Okay.
And what I've tried to do is to sort of develop themes, you know, of things that
I know she likes.
Yep. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So one of those themes, unfortunately, happens to be Robert Cavalli. and anything
like
Robert
woman.
Cavalli in her eyes is great, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that theme actually began a couple of years ago when Robert Cavalli, when he used to design particularly, you know, shirts for women, he was really into the alligator, you know, the animal pattern, right?
Yep.
Which is, of course, one of his signature features now, and it's frankly going to be hard for him to move away from that. We'll probably all get tired, I hope, of animal patterns at some point in the history of his designs. But so what are some creative themes that I could ask for, or that other people could ask for if they're trying to buy clothing for someone else?
First of all, it's very hard to buy clothing for somebody. Even we're professionals, and we most of the time take the body with us. So we have
you
the client
go in. You think it's a bad idea, really?
What I like to do, Byron, is I do a lot of gift certificates, and believe me, a lot of men call our office. We do get a gorgeous scarf. Like, this is one of our favorite things that we do. We'll buy a gift certificate to the person's favorite store or whatever within the price that they want. And then we might, instead of tissue paper, we'll get a gorgeous scarf. And, of course, it helps if you know about the person. And wrap the gift certificate in that so that it's thoughtful and the person knows that you actually select something, but they get the gift certificate, which they really like. So that's one tip. The other thing is we had our office holiday party last night, and there was 10 of us, and we do a fashion swap. And everybody brought either a scarf, a belt, or an accessory. Just because it's easy, and you can be very creative. The gifts came from, we had a 20 to 30 price point on it, and it was amazing what people came with. One woman brought a shawl wrap that was just gorgeous. She got it at a craft fair, and it looked like it was $300, and she said she paid $28 for it. So craft, good way to get some of this unique, very artistic kind of stuff. There are some interesting websites out, and again, if that's not enough money, an accessory tied to a gift certificate at a better price, certainly if it's your wife, you're going to spend more than if it's a coworker or a client. We also get, the other thing I love too are books. Like there's some, just if you're saying that your wife really loves these designers, just, you know, go onto Amazon or go into, you know, a beautiful bookstore and go over and look at some of the fashion books. I mean, there's a couple I have in my office right now, like Lady Diana, I just study.
Yes. That's a wonderful book, isn't it?
Oh,
that new book on her, isn't that unbelievable?
They're you can just study. I mean, I don't know if you had the opportunity to see the Jackie O exhibit when it was in Boston at the JFK.
I did. It was magnificent.
You know, she just, whatever it is, the woman had it.
Yeah, yeah.
She had it from her clothing to her interiors to her writing style to her
handbags.
For handbags. So I do that an awful lot for really special people. I'll buy a gorgeous fashion book, table, you know, a table book, like a, and I have them all here because I have a collection in the office, and I find myself studying them, and especially if I'm working with somebody that's going to, has a, you know, a daughter that's getting married, and they want to design something really unique, or even the bride, I'll go back to those books because there's just nothing like them in terms of really creating line and style. So I'm big on books, big on accessories, big on gift certificates.
Is there
an LS jewelry box?
Is there a questionnaire that anyone has ever designed that that I could, for example, give to my wife that asks questions like, you know, do you prefer solid color or glitter? You know, do you prefer, you know what I'm saying? So it was sort of this loose, like, fashion test that would give me some great data and maybe even be able to spit out some sample cool, hot new products, that, a gift that I could buy.
I
that would be the ideal. And even do the wrapping. And even do the wrapping and the shipping.
Oh, that's funny. No, I don't. I think bookstores, you could probably get a book or two that say, you know, what do you like? And now, the thing is with, like, the clientele that we deal with, you know, a lot of busy people. And, you know, I see what you're saying, but I always find that people just, they just want it done. Want to identify, again, who they are, what clothing can do for them. But I'm sure if you went to a bookstore and looked through some of the fashion books, there would definitely be some of those kind of very funny.
Right. Well, let's take another commercial break here, and we'll be back right after set to try to dive into some really cool holiday ideas for all of us, and thinking out of the box, and something that will make you a hero. Back in a jiffy.
Okay.
Life Tips on WebmasterRadio.fm. We'll be back with more cool tips and advice right after these commercial messages.
Best of the Web, the Internet's oldest directory, BOTW.org, since 1994. Our editors scour the web, finding quality sites, providing users with spam-free resources, relevant information from valuable sites. Submit your site now for a guaranteed review in 3 days or less. For webmasters needing additional exposure, check out our 60-day free trial on category sponsorships. 60 days free advertising. No kidding. And don't forget the Best of the Web's reseller program with the industry's highest commissions. 25% recurring commission on all products and services. Bloggers, make sure to check out the BOTW blog directory and the recently launched volunteer editor program to help build the best blog resource on the web.
FriendFinder.
FriendFinder.
The world's largest online dating network.
Featuring over 100 million profiles.
At hot sites such as Passion.com and FastCupid.com. Represents enormous profit-making opportunities for webmasters
just like you.
With FriendFinder's ability to geo-target and provide billing solutions in most languages and currencies, you are sure to find our comprehensive network to be a good friend.
Your wallet. Get more traffic maximizing details now
at FriendFinder.com.
Generating buzz for your company is essential, and now easier than ever with PaperPost, the consumer-generated advertising network. Our powerful network of bloggers at PaperPost will creatively expose your product or service through original link-generated ads and embedding video or audio on their sites. Launch your viral marketing campaigns with confidence and enjoy increased traffic with higher conversion rates only through PaperPost. Visit PaperPost.com and join the revolution.
Viva la revolution!
Melanie, what can the problem be? Sweet Melanie,
going to be incredibly entertaining.
I want to ask you a question that comes with controversy.
Oh, now you're really tapping into it, Byron. See, now you get the chance to ask all the questions that you always wanted to know.
Even better, this is going to be a podcast so we can listen and laugh later.
This is one of your favorite things. Keep it simple, stupid. It was Tiger, Tiger, Tiger.
Yeah, no question. I think it was Tiger, 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 Tiger. He is the name. I mean, he is what golf is resting on right now.
I think he's a great team player. He did buy his wife a new yacht.
Yeah, well, for that team, he's doing well.
Yeah.
But...
Get to know Melanie Mayer on Life Tips, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Virtual Webmaster Frat House.
WebmasterRadio.fm. Hey, bring your togas.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
Thanks for listening. WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
And now back to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Now, here's your host.
We're back with Mary Lou Andre, getting into the fashion world as deeply as we can here in the world of shopping and holiday shopping and all kinds of neat stuff. Mary Lou, thanks again for being on the show today. This has been a lot of fun. Let me go right into the next topic, if I could, and that is websites. We're always on the hunt for great websites that are worthy of a visit and worthy of perusing around and actually will in fact deliver the goods, the real authentic goods that that they are claiming to be offering on their website. So give us some of your favorite websites that you steer clients to and tell us a little bit about the sites. That'd be awesome.
Okay. If we're talking about high-end and discount, bluefly.com is
spell that for us.
Best. Bluefly, BLUEFLY.com. It brings the outlet store concept directly to your house, to your computer. It features great deals on end-of-season, excess, and closet closeout products by designers. So, and they have a great reputation. If you've got the patience and it's your thing, again, eBay. I mean, it is what it is. You could probably find anything on that site. Some of the other ones I like this time of year, I like katespade.com a lot. I think she's a great website. And getting back to our point that we were talking about before the break of buying people special things and not having to deal with the fit issue. Something from Kate Spade, if that's, or any kind of high-end bag is great. There's another really cool website called Beg, Borrow, and Steal.
What are your thoughts on that whole concept? And that, of course, for the users that don't know that, is a basically you can pay a fee, as I believe it is done, and get, is it a bag a month or a bag? You borrow a bag, basically, and it's
right,
often a brand new bag, and you can choose different bags. Absolutely brilliant business model that's going through the roof, from what I understand. But what are your thoughts on that? A borrowed handbag, let's say, for an event.
Yeah, I mean, I know the rental range is like $19 to $72 a month. That's incredible. And if you're somebody that is a fashion that's on a budget, you just can't beat it. You can get a different bag every month, and the price ranges, they definitely tie it to different seasons. So if you're at the lower end, you're going to get bags at a lower end. And if you go up to the 72 range, you get more of a designer bag. I mean, again, if that's important to you, it would not appeal to me personally, Byron. I bag for the season, and I'm ready to go, and then I have my bags that I don't usually buy one expensive bag a season, and then I keep other ones that I have, and that's me. But people that are really into changing their bags and they don't have the income, that can, you know, these bags are $2,000 to $3,000, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be a really good someone to do. Again,
is your sense they have inventory is your sense they have inventory problems, particularly in busy times of year like this? So you're not gonna get the new Prada bag right out of the market that's fresh and new, you know, in the last few weeks.
And I think anything else that you just got to be part of their community, get on their e-zine list, and figure out how they work. And I'm
right.
Sure that they are definitely deadlines to get those hot bags. I know about it, and I can't say that I've personally used it, so I don't know. But if I was somebody that was interested in this, I would really go and sign up for their e-zine. All these sites, by the way, have an e-zine where you put your email address in and you can be notified of specials and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of that, whatever design like or whatever store you like, it's a very good idea to get on their email list because those promotions are amazing. And if you are an online shopper, another great tip is before you check out, go to Google and do, I don't know, Kate Spade coupons, or mostly it pertains to the big box stores like Ann Taylor, Chico's, Brooks Brothers, but you can go in and write Brooks Brothers coupon, and you might come up with something, and a lot of them have the email codes that you just put right in that email, that online order form.
Wow.
And you can save from, consistently I see 10 to 15%, but we have consultants that get 20 to 25% for a lot of these people.
Wow.
So
that's
interesting. There's a lot, there really is a lot to it. Another great site that I like is Travelsmith.
Mm-hmm.
To say if you're shopping for somebody that's that travels a lot,
mm-hmm.
they have clothing, they have bags, they have really cool alarm clocks, tote bags, cosmetic bags. Again, I'm always looking for things that are an easy gift to give. I find that clothing is very difficult to give unless the person selected it, or if you know they're a size 10 at whatever, Ann Taylor or whatever it might be. I love Nordstrom.com. For shoes, but particularly for shoes. The other big one for shoes is Zappos.com.
Mm-hmm.
They go from extremely high-end all the way down. It's the most successful online retailer right now. A lot of companies are copying their model. They do waive shipping back and forth, so you can shop in the privacy of your truly, as long as you're disciplined, and send the stuff back. So that's another one. I like Coach. There's another one called ebags.com, E-B-A-G-S, and they do a lot of really high-end computer cases and handbags that you can, that they'll email you to your house.
Huh.
Looking through some of these other. And then the other one is, you know, if you're into doing kind of a charitable giving kind of thing, it's like dressforsuccess.org. You make a donation for somebody in their name, and they have the mechanism to print that out so that you can put that in a gift. So if you really work, if you're really shopping for someone that's clothes, I've done that with great results for people. They love it, especially people that can buy anything for themselves. They take good care.
Uh-huh.
Doing something like that is just very thoughtful because it's really speaking to their values. They understand what good clothing does, and it's, you know, that gift to somebody that's less fortunate. So wanted to throw one out there, too. And then there's just other ones out there.
What about shopping in new cities? You know, a lot of us are travelers and travel around to various cities. What is your thought on the best way to get the lay of the land of the best shopping in a particular city?
You go to Google. You just go.
I search for products in cities.
I'm not giving anything creative, but this is if I have a client that calls me, like that request, that there's another one called Travel. Where is it? I have a. There's another one called Travel Woman, and you can go and you can find, you can put it, and it shows what folks are wearing there and what the temperature is. Where is that? I did have that here. We have a website at dressingwell.com. We have a resource, and everything that I'm talking about here is on that. Oh, this is, here it is, journeywoman.com. Great site for figuring out various cities throughout the world. But then if you find out what the good shopping was, I would just go to Google. Say you were going to Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Put in, you know, be specific as you can, high-end shopping in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is called the Chamber. You can call the Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
Done that for people. And some of these, even Boston has a great guide for the boutiques in Boston. It's
mm-hmm.
called, we actually sell it through our website, it's called Hot Shops. It's a
mm-hmm.
little book, and it lists Hot Shops Boston, and it's
mm-hmm.
the ultimate shopping guide to all the neighborhoods. It's amazing
mm-hmm.
what these, some of these fashion places that are in the North End, Rosendale Village, really happening little cities and towns. And I find that for a lot of people, especially holiday shopping, you kind of want that unique experience. I do a lot of shopping at fairs and boutiques myself, just because because it feels a little bit more unique than going into the mall.
But sure.
A lot of ways to figure it out.
Indeed. This has been really valuable. Let's take a quick one more quick break, and then we'll back up to the break with some final conclusions.
Life Tips on WebmasterRadio.fm. We'll be back with more cool tips and advice right after these commercial messages.
ClickTracks, all new version 6. Prepare to segment your visitors and build custom reports on the fly with the most comprehensive and intuitive
web analytics programs on the planet.
Dan Noyes, president of Zephoria.com, writes, ClickTracks is like a religion to us. We rarely consult our clients on site or campaign changes without first seeing what ClickTracks reveals. Sign up for your free trial today. Your only risk, you may end up in our next commercial. ClickTracks.com, turning your future into a fortune.
Now, experience the future of web design and development with a whole new level of efficiency, expressiveness, and simplified workflow. Introducing Studio 8, a compilation of the latest releases from Dreamweaver, Flash Professional, Fireworks, Contribute, and Flash Paper. Sure to inspire you to create superior online video sites and mobile content. And now, through this exclusive WebmasterRadio.fm offer, listeners can save a whopping $100 off Studio 8. Visit the online store at Adobe.com or contact Adobe Customer Services and provide promo code WebmasterRadio in order to receive your discount. Studio 8, your way to create.
Wow. I never saw anyone fish with such a wide net before.
Oh, really? I don't like fishing with a pole. Can't catch the big ones fast enough.
No kidding. You've got a bunch.
Yeah, I know. This wide net gives me great distribution and reach.
Really? How's it work?
Well, fish like to move around to various parts of the lake, so by casting a wide net, I gather fish from everywhere they congregate.
Wow, that's pretty smart.
Thanks. Wide nets work. And they make you look smart.
If you're looking to cast a wider net and fish where the fish are, Look Smart Advertising Solutions can help.
Go to signup.looksmart.com to learn more.
Katie Kempner.
Just a little bit about the hook.
The hook.
What I hope to do with the hook is to give you the chance to hear what my friends and colleagues are thinking about doing. People in the marketing, PR, advertising industries, right on the forefront, and including people that cover these industries. So what I'd like to do is help you make your job easier. What I'd like to do is join me each week, 2 o'clock on Tuesday.
Intersection of advertising and PR.
Katie, yes, I'm the real Katie. Yo, you want the slim Katie, but you're not demonstrating. So want the real slim Katie, please stand up. Cause I'm slim Katie, yes, I'm the real Katie. Yo, you want the slim Katie, but you're not demonstrating. So want the real slim Katie, please stand up.
Right here.
On WebmasterRadio.fm.
I'm up. Want a hot pod? Load it with WebmasterRadio.fm and play with us all day long.
WebmasterRadio.fm, we're everywhere.
And now back to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Now, here's your host.
We're back with Mary Lou, who has just given us the leadership and the guidance we need to make our shopping and our fashion better at this critical time of the year. So let's pick up where we left off. Were there any other sites, Mary Lou, that you thought would be critical for us to have in our bookmarked for this stressful time of year?
I think when you're, because we're really talking about two things here. We're talking about kind of the general shopping tips and the general destinations, but then things are a little bit more unique and more special. And if you do have somebody on your list that is a huge fashionista, there is a website called FrenchLinks.com, and it's run by a woman that wrote Best Buys to French Chic, an Insider Savvy Shopping Guide to Paris, and she does put together itineraries for independent travelers to Paris. So what she'll do is she'll put together, you tell her what designers you like, and she'll travel in and out of Paris, and she personally takes you in and out of some of those high-end boutiques. So that's very unique. You can also do that kind of thing in England. And there's just so many these Byron that have gotten on this bandwagon because, again, as we were talking about earlier, this whole kind of couture designer level shopping with movies like The Devil Wears Prada and places like eBay selling it to anybody today. There's this new curiosity, and these other businesses are coming up to support that one. The other one that I really love is there's a website that's run out of San Francisco called Elizabeth.com.
Spell that. Say that again.
Elizabeth.
You got a little broken up there. Go ahead.
Elizabeth, ELIZABETHW.com. And they're in San Francisco, and design. They first got into business designing and crafting really high-end gifts for the body, the home. And then they've recently got into really upmarket linen drawer liners, items for the closet, like shoe inserts, lingerie bags, sweater cases, hanger covers. So if you have somebody that on your shopping list that really does have the high-end clothes and loves their closet, you know, adding some of those kind of items, even to a Secret Santa kind of experience or stocking stuffers or whatever is relevant in your life, those are just really nice gifts, and all the celebrities use them. If you go to their website, you see, like, Sharon Stone's favorite items. And so if you have somebody like that, even a lot of times what I do is I print out things from websites, and I put in an envelope, and I give it with the gift because people just love that kind of thing. We do have a lot of this information on our website at dressingwell.com. If you hit resource guide, whenever one of the consultants here finds one of these kind of sites, we put it up. There's another one called pursekit.com that's very cute, and they have these purse inserts. So if you're, and the guys love this, like if they're going out to dinner with their wife and she's always like, I can't find my lipstick, I can't find my wallet, you put this bag, Byron, right in the handbag, and it's got all different sections for different things. So very cute, kind of cheeky, but, you know, people, anyone that's into fashion likes this kind of stuff.
Sounds fun. I think my wife might require one the size of a small car, but that's okay. Tell me a little bit about wardrobe management, okay? So I'm sure lots of your consultants have addictive needs and have purchased lots of clothing, and they're unhappy with lots of it, and it's clutter, and it's not organized well, and boxes are stacking up that are new, that are behind wardrobes that haven't been worn in a long time. Give us your thoughts on about wardrobe management. How about that?
I built my whole company on that, Byron, so I'm happy to comment on it. When I have a book called Ready to Wear, An Expert's Guide to Choosing and Using Your Wardrobe that Penguin published about 2 years ago, and it really does walk people through what our system is here, which is how do you develop an organized approach to dress? How do you understand what clothes look best on you? How do you match it to your lifestyle, your career goals, et cetera, and then manage it? And when I asked people, when I interviewed about 100 women that have gone through this system with us, and I asked them what's the best thing that our company's done for them, and remember, we do a lot of shopping, been to someone's home, the repeat business is definitely the fashion. And 9 out of 10 of them said, you helped me throw clothes out. Because to be well-dressed today, in my opinion, it's not having a lot of stuff. It's having the right pieces and knowing how to, again, dress it up, sit down to match where you're going. We don't have time today to when you've got a huge wardrobe, it takes a tremendous amount of time to manage that. So we help people with kind of develop a simple approach to dress, and we do work with fashionistas with lots of stuff. And a lot of our consulting is to help them divide and conquer so that they have workout clothes in one area, their work clothes, they're going out to dinner. And even for me, I collect vintage stuff, and I've got one closet with all my cool bags, my cool shoes, the stuff that I only wear when I go to parties or dress up. I don't want it in my everyday closet, but I'm never throwing that stuff out. But it's in its own little home. So it's a place for everything, everything in its place. It's hanging things so that they're properly cared for. Because sometimes I go into homes and people have the most beautiful wardrobes, and it's all crammed in there, and it's getting damaged. And moths here, we're talking, and I know this program goes all over the country, but we're talking from Boston, huge moth issue in a lot of the older homes here. So, you know, taking the time to bring things to the dry cleaner at the end of the season, have them properly stored. And by the way, most dry cleaners will do that for free for the cost of the dry cleaning. So there's lots of ways. Oh, yeah. Most people don't know that, which always surprises me because I was kind of brought up where at the end of the winter, all your woolens went to the dry cleaner, and then you got them back. But it, a lot of it is just, again, dividing, conquering, knowing a little bit about fabrics, and then hanging things or storing things. I work with people that have these gorgeous cashmere sweaters, and they put them on a hanger when they should be folded in a drawer just because the shape of it really changes. So I always say, if you're going to spend that kind of money on clothing, please have a system for honoring it, because these items are just, a lot of them are, you know, if it's couture, the way you define couture, it's hand done. It's not on a big machine. And a lot of these things just simply can't handle, you know, being thrown in any drawer or put on any hanger. So
tell me a little bit about handbag storage and care, and that of course is with a big footnote that my wife is a handbag fanatic.
One of my favorite. Does she have a big walk-in, Byron?
She has a walk-in, which you can't walk into, but hypothetically, it's a walk-in.
Well, the container store, which is, there are, you know, there's a lot of retail container stores, plus containerstore.com, which is another one of my favorite websites. They have these really cool, they're plastic, really sturdy plastic shelf inserts. So you attach them to the shelf, and you can create little pockets for each bag. So she's got someone that's bags that, you know, that sit up, that aren't on a strap. That's my favorite. The other thing is a lot of times, you know, she probably gets the nice cloth bags that come in bags.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, storing them in there. But when I, like, in the given season, the bags I'm wearing, I like to have them out so I can see them. You know, even simple things like any kind of hook system. I mean, I've worked with folks where I've just got them like a mug rack kind of set up. And, again, the container store and places like that have them. Even California Closets has a showroom. You can buy, there's tons of ways to organize handbags. And, again, that is part of our national obsession these days. Nobody just has one bag anymore. We have a lot of them. But even sometimes my big ones, I put them on the floor in the closet next to my boots and shoes just because they sit there nicely for the season, and I want to be able to grab them. The other thing with your wife will love this tip. I worked with a woman in Dallas many years ago, and she was one of the biggest fashionistas I ever met, and her handbag collection was extraordinary. And she had in her mudroom going out to her garage, she had this whole system. And I caught it leaving the house, and I said, what's that about? And she explained it to me. She got, like, clear trays, and she would put, like, her makeup and cosmetics, her keys, everything that she would put in her pocketbook would come out. And then she had all of her pocketbooks behind that. So before she left the house in the morning, she'd pick the pocketbook, throw all of her stuff, phone to wallet, and she'd leave. And I thought that was very creative. I've never seen that before. But I think back on it over time, because women that are changing bags a lot, you do forget things. So, again, it's all systems, Byron. It's getting clear on who you are, what you want clothes to do for you. And if you want to be a slave, by all means, it's your prerogative, but
sure,
you've got to be organized to do it.
Mary Lou, it's been a pleasure chatting with you today. This has been incredible information. I feel like I'm well armed with ammunition to head out there on the web or head out there on the streets and shop.
Okay.
And buy some great things. So thank you very much for your time. And again, we need to steer everybody as quickly as possible to your website and your book. So just give us a quick summary of how people can get a hold of you and how they can chat with you or call you or open up the door for opportunity or buy your books.
Oh, thank you. It's dressingwell.com, and the book can be put, we have an online store. The book can be purchased. Our phone numbers are on there. Love to hear from any of your listeners, and it's fun to wish you and everybody else on the call a very merry holiday.
Well, thanks for making this a more jolly season. Thanks to your tips and advice today. We'll look forward to chatting with you in the future.
Okay, thanks, Byron.
You bet. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.